A piece of history slid into Maine's Kennebec River this weekend, a big piece of history. A 5,800-ton guided missile destroyer called the USS Mason. This launch was the last time that the Bath Ironworks shipyard will use a 3,000-year-old technique for moving a modern warship from land to water. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm explains.
Seafaring Phoenicians pioneered the practice that has been in use at Bath Ironworks for the past 117 years. It turns out launching a ship the size of a shopping center is really a simple matter of physics. Launch day begins with a time-honored tradition of driving six-foot-long oak wedges underneath the massive ship's cradle. Nearly 200 workers in teams of three and four use heavy iron rams to do the job. Their efforts shore up the 500-foot-long ship's bracing and prepare the hull for its dramatic 30-second slide to the water's edge.
My name is Dean Atkinson. I'm an area manager of the launch of the launch in the Mason. I've been doing this 26 years. This is my 63rd launch. It's definitely launch will be kind of boring in the future, I do believe.
From now on, Navy destroyers built at Bath Ironworks will no longer slide down the greased inclined way. They'll be constructed from the ground up in the shipyard's new land-level facility, where a detachable dry dock can be floated to the middle of the Kennebec River and filled with water to free the vessel. BIW President Alan Cameron says the change is necessary to remain competitive with other shipbuilders.
We need to build ships faster, better, smarter, to continue to serve our nation well. We have leaped ahead in that direction.
The modern launching technique has been adopted by all but one other shipyard in the country. BIW officials say it will save money and shave months off of production at a time when competition for defense dollars is fierce. But for observers of the old-fashioned ritual, it's a sight to behold, the choreography of logistics and manpower. And finally, the release of a new Aegis destroyer.
In the name of the United States, I christen the USS Mason.
This was shocking. This was not exciting. It's shocking to see how large this ship is.
Winfrey Roberts is one of the crew members of the World War II era Mason for which the Navy destroyer is named.
Heck, our ship, we only had the armament was only that thick. We thought we were tough.
The Mason made history during the war as the nation's first ship with an all-black crew. But with white officers in charge, former radio operator Benjamin Garrison says it was something of an experiment.
This ship was an experiment to see if African Americans and whites could work together, eat together, sleep together. Everything was all equal, you see, and it worked.
Garrison says he's proud that the Mason's legacy is being honored with a new ship and crew, and pleased that it marks the end of an era at Bath Ironworks. The Mason is expected to undergo more work and sea trials before being delivered to the Navy sometime next year. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Bath, Maine.